Europe.
Conscription in Ukraine. Odessa's vanishing lads. Ever more Ukrainians are dodging the draft.
The idea was madness, opening a bar in the throes of war. Russian warships dominated Odessa's horizon, and the streets were barricaded with tank traps. But for a group of former philosophy students, it was the moment dreams were made. By early summer 2022, they had refashioned a beauty salon into a new cultural hotspot, selling erotic photography and moonshine vodka. No one remembers when the party stopped. It was a shock when the first man from the group left the country. But then a second departed. Customers began vanishing. In late 2023, the bar's owner escaped across the border. Ultimately, only Sasha, the barman, remained. Vladislav, who is 24, began the war as a committed patriot. He watched the reports of Russian atrocities and felt a strong urge to fight. Then the males in his life started to go to the front line. Friends, relatives, his father and stepfather all became soldiers. Many of his friends died. A colleague was killed just 3 days after being sent to Bakhmut. Another was assumed dead only to be later returned in a prisoner exchange, saying he had been tortured. Vladislav's family now urge him to stay clear of the conscription officers who prowl Odessa's streets. "It's not that I'm scared to fight, but I'm scared because I know what's happening out there." For a generation of young men in Odessa, life has been postponed. Of those not already fighting, more and more are hiding from conscription officers. Men in green uniforms conduct regular sweeps of the city's buses, gyms and train stations, often dragging their targets off by force. The recent lowering of the minimum mobilisation age from 27 to 25 is a further challenge. Parliament took months to pass the law. It was an urgent necessity for the army, which is struggling to hold the front lines. Perhaps its most significant provision requires that all draft-eligible men must register in a new online database. Sasha, the barman, feels stuck in the middle, not wanting to leave his home but fearful the draft officers might knock on his door next. You can leave, but it's a one-way ticket. You can go to the front lines, but that may be a one-way ticket too. One estimate late last year suggested 650,000 men of fighting age had left Ukraine, the majority by illegal means. Getting papers to leave was once a matter of paying a few thousand dollars to a corrupt officer. Now it is nearly impossible. Vladislav has witnessed several raids. He describes the draft officers as fishermen who catch their victims. The officers lurk near bus stops and stop the buses as they depart. Everyone says victory is near, but it feels quite far away if you're a 25-year-old in Odessa. Conscription officers are reluctant to talk. The Economist sent two requests for comment, only to be told to send a third. Ruslan Horbenko, an MP, says draft officers have an unenviable task. Most of the forcible detentions concern deserters. In some brigades, as many as 10% of the soldiers are believed to have fled. Odessa is one of their prime destinations, he says. Soldiers who have stayed on the front lines feel abandoned, and recruitment officers take it out on the deserters. Those still in Odessa are mostly hiding. A trip to the philosopher's bar on a recent Thursday found only one man present. Female patrons gossiped about mobilisation. The rumours were flying. Volodymyr Zelensky was about to lower the draft age to 20. Russia was supposedly preparing a new operation to take Odessa. One woman said her boyfriend refuses to move around town except by taxi. A barwoman admitted business had gone downhill. The bar will soon close, she said. Vladislav faces financial struggles too. Before Russia's full-scale invasion, he sold plumbing equipment. Since then, he has been unemployed. Without military papers, he cannot look for a job. His girlfriend is expecting their first child. He dreams of life as a new father in a peaceful Ukraine. For Sasha, the last of Odessa's philosopher dreamers, hope dies last. Hope that we will wake up in the morning alive.